here, hopefully we'll attract some other people, and maybe we can
I can loop back.
Try and get things moving.
I will say, Representative Patridge, one of the things that we have wanted to impress particularly upon you is that we did listen to you in the last session and have recognized your goal for the state, I guess for all of the public safety agencies, and hope that you will recognize that we have done part of what you envision, and that we have worked together across jurisdictions, not to bring, I think, your goal of a single database of all of these criminal justice agencies, but we have spent the last 4 years working to bring the county and the state around these primary agencies together to create a single information system. And it's been extremely challenging to do that, but we've done it. It's up and running in 34 of the 36 counties.
Well, I will say for the record that I think that your project is a model project upon which maybe the other CDIS agencies could learn a few things. And I'm not...
Could you say that again?
Back, Alice.
No, I think that your agency is a model agency. I really do believe that your agency is a model agency in terms of putting, bringing the criminal justice community together, especially on a juvenile scale. Just, though, as a correction, I don't believe that we necessarily need one singular database. I think we need to look at, I mean, that was just concepting pie in the sky. I understand that there can be multiple databases and they can talk to each other, and we have a line of business systems that are important, but we still need an integrated self-populating kind of system that's going to be available to the criminal justice community. Obviously, in the juvenile matters, we have very sensitive data that is not generally available to the general public, and so we'll control that. Senator Duncan has arrived. Thank you, Senator.
Then,
so I just to correct that, but I think probably I'd like to get into your numbers, answer the questions this committee raised, unless you have some other broad-based pieces. And if we need to go back as other committee members maybe come forward, maybe that's what we should do. And then Senator Duncan will ask you, have you called your department recently from the outside? From an exterior phone number?
She was well trained. She was on my staff. We know. She's
have
good.
You done that?
Yes, I have. We have live people, Mr. Chair and Senator Duncan, who answered the phone.
So that's the pressing question that Senator Duncan would ask, so I want to get that out of the way first. I didn't want him to be here.
I have called. Not always been able to get a hold of myself. Yeah, that's fine with me. I'm happy to skip that part. Thank you for acknowledging the piece that we have done. There's just a couple pieces on that I would like to bring to your attention before you get into the budgeting part of it. And that is that we have had, part of the partnership has involved a great deal of partnering with DAS on the hardware, the lines, running the database. As a new agency, we didn't have those components. We've relied on DAS to do that. Our reliance on DAS, for those components has systematically shown up as a risk to the JGIS project because they're not now configured or staffed in a way that necessarily is established to provide that level of service. So we're working
risk out. Being, can you name?
In terms of backup on the database, Jill can probably answer some of those questions more. And DAS is in the room too. I mean, we've worked very hard with them, but we have relied on them for those kinds of services. They have tried to provide those kinds of services. Our oversight evaluation has consistently shown that to be somewhat of a, not somewhat, but a consistent risk to the project in terms of adequate backup and adequate service to the users.
So you're not able to back up the Burns site?
Introduce yourself. Bill Peterson, Information Technology Manager. Actually, DAS is quite understaffed in the part of the data center that we use. They're open system. They only have generally a couple of people doing each job. And there was a time when, as they had staff turnover, we really felt kind of hanging out there, but there wasn't skilled staff to maintain the database, do the kinds of things that we need. They have since contracted with a consulting firm, and we haven't had any problems, but we are always a little bit concerned about their staffing level is not very deep, if anything. Sometimes there aren't people around to help. And of course, when we have 60 sites, depending on that, when that system, if the database does go down, we need people that can help figure that out right away. So that's an area we've been concerned about. And then their disaster recovery plan around that part of the data center is not really complete. They have a good disaster recovery plan around the mainframe side, but not around all the systems.
And it's still housed at DES?
Yes.
And Mr. Chair and Senator Duncan, I bring that up because I know what this committee has been driving toward is maybe more of that kind of reliance on DAS. And while they've been very cooperative with us and very helpful, they're not currently configured in a way that provides that level of service. Doesn't mean they couldn't be, but...
So what's your downtime on your system been as a result of DAS' inability to meet your needs?
It's actually been quite reliable. We had a couple of incidents where we were down for several hours. So they have been providing that. We just go to risk that at any time when you only have one person or two people performing that job, you feel a little at risk.
But your uptime is?
It's very good.
Very good. It's been noted, though, I bring that up as it's been noted as the oversight consultant as an ongoing risk. The other point I wanted to make before we move into the costs associated with it is some of the pieces that we have not been able to complete and have been noted as an ongoing risk to the project are we had hoped to bring in some of the outside agencies through different kinds of linkages, perhaps, and we have put some of those off, hoping that our participation in the data warehouse project would help provide them the kind of, we didn't want to go off and start building those kinds of linkages at the same time the data warehouse project was being.
Can you talk about the linkages that you're talking about?
Well, specific. We had early in the planning stages of JGIS, and if you looked at this deep into some of the documentation, you could see that we had planned for some kind of exchange of relevant data with, for example, the Department of Corrections for the youth who went on to the Department of Corrections, some kind of exchange of data with the court system. And we have not developed those interfaces, not knowing what the public safety data warehouse would do. We did not want to duplicate that. So we've held back on those.
Okay.
I will move then.
Can you do those projects within resources?
Within your current resource?
Rob, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee, probably not.
Okay.
Though we are still active and willing participants in the public safety data warehouse, we're still not sure if what is going to be in that will actually meet those needs.
Because I guess my question would be then, or my question is, you said you held back on doing those projects. So to me, that would mean you could do them within, you would be able to do at least pieces or parts of those within existing resources. And so I understand that you've had a substantial hit in your budget and a substantial decrease in your budget. So I understand that particular piece, but had we retained you at current service level and everything else, would you have been able to do those within your budget?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, no, I don't want to mislead you in that way. Those were areas that as the steering committee, the project has been operated by a steering committee, prioritized modules. Those were simply modules that went farther down the list of priorities because there was hope that they would be picked up by these other projects. So they slipped off the priorities list.
Okay. I just want to be clear. And I will say for the rest of the committee while they're here now, I repeated this twice. I'll repeat it for a third time. I think this JGIS project that OIA did is probably a model project for the state in terms of integrated technology, in terms of
what we've been trying to do in the state in terms of prioritizing resources. They've attached, what, 60 different outside agencies, or outside entities approximately, to help do the Oregon Youth Authority. They're sharing data. Everyone's on the same system. So I think it is a model project for what is going to go on.
Mr. Chair, when you have one of the best agency heads in the state government running it, you can't expect anything else.
Well, she told me beforehand that it had to do with mentoring. She said it was all about mentoring.
She was good beforehand.
Are you her mentor?
No.
No. Are you?
They worked together.
Mr. Chair and Senator, he was my boss many years ago. That many years ago. Thank you very much.
I just admire my judgment.
Yes, I understand that. We all respect that.
Admire your own judgment.
Sorry that I came in late for this love fest.
That's unusual, isn't it?
That's great. You go, girl.
Thank you. What you see on this chart, and it's also in the document in front of you on page 10, is what we've tried to show. Where a lot of the expenses associated with JGIS for the coming biennium will continue to be. I mean, we do have some continued costs around development and maintenance, but a lot of what made JGIS successful, aside from just the hard work of people like Ed who stuck with us on it, is that the state pays for the JGIS database and the costs, ongoing costs associated with these lines that go into every county. We go right to the county juvenile department door, and it's an expensive system to operate, and it's how the state managed to get all but two of the counties so far to come in and for the first time agree to follow the CJIS data standards. Call the data the same thing and allow the state to collect it and analyze it and produce statewide reports.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Senator Duncan.
I've heard this before, but I can't remember which two counties are not.
Deschutes County has not yet come online. They say they will be coming online. Multnomah County is not ever planning to use the system, but they are planning to work with us on building and data interface. They chose instead to build their own system, although a lot of their system looks a lot like JGIS and have been very active in the development of JGIS.
Mr. Chair, is that creating a problem?
Mr. Chair and Senator Duncan, yes, it's created a lot of problems. We worked very hard to dissuade them from making that decision. The reason they did it is much as our interest was in hooking all of the county juvenile departments with us at the state level. Multnomah's interest was in building a system that hooked a lot of their county people together. So they chose to do that at the county instead of hooking together with their county partners. It is problematic. We're hoping to come to some resolution about it.
Mr. Chair, there's one more announcement. I guess that'd be my next question, but from the standpoint of from working with you to them, is that going to create some problems for them, too? I mean, they probably obviously consider that in that way, but I'm curious to what...
Mr. Chair and Senator Duncan, ultimately we're hoping that an interface would resolve a lot of the issues at the highest level of data analysis that we would have Multnomah's data for statewide analysis, and that they would at some level have access to other people's data the way Ed now can log on to the system, and if he has a kid move in tomorrow that he's never seen before, he gets referred by police, he can see if that kid came from Wallowa County or Klamath County. Multnomah can't do that right now, and it's unclear even with their the interface system. We don't know yet if that interface system will allow them to do that. So it does pose some challenges, and they felt, after a lot of review, they felt that the benefits to them as a county to build their own system outweighed the downside. And we had a lot of discussions back and forth about it, and that was just a that their county commissioners made.
That's all their own money, too.
Yes, it is. And they have been, I would say, despite that decision, they've been very active supporters, participants, tried to keep the system in link, in step with ours, so they wouldn't be so wildly divergent that we couldn't have an interface that makes sense. So despite that, them having a separate system, they have remained as cooperative partners as can be under those circumstances.
We just start taking their money.
Yeah.
Until they comply.
We do have...
That's why I'd ask the question, do we have any money yet?
We do have a law, a statute, that requires counties to send us the data required in the form that we require it in, and they have done that with no problem. It's a bit of an extra workload to put it into the function or the form that we need to develop the report, but we're working on that.
Extra workload for you?
Well, probably for both sides. So it's as much as I am grateful for Representative Patrick's 3 times praising the system, it is one of the problems that we have is keeping all the counties together. So that's a lot of where the costs are. And I know you wanted to move farther into the costs.
But what's on the shoes? The shoes can be used. So what can we do? We're just commenting, Mr. Chair, that Deschutes County is not in it either, so...
They're coming on board.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're coming on board.
Famous last words, or are they really coming on board?
Mr. Chair, Deschutes County had their own system as well, and they have seen, as I understand it, they have seen they were kind of a wait-and-see county. They've seen that JGIS is a pretty good system and believe that JGIS will serve them as well as their separate system serves them, and are making plans to come on to the system.
I mean, Mr. Chair, did they give you a timeline?
They've given us a few timelines that have kind of come and gone, but we're hopeful that it will be.
So. Mm-hmm. Representative Patridge?
Just to let Senator Yino, I've been talking with the Deschutes County juvenile people on some other issues regarding a pilot program that they have in Deschutes County that I guess is up before the budget committee tomorrow.
Today.
Tomorrow.
Where the public hearing is.
The public hearing is tomorrow. And they've all expressed to me that they're going to move over to this system. So I think that's... I feel fairly confident they're going to do so. So.
Mr. Chair, we were just moving in to moving away from the description of JGIS into the budgeting part of it, which is probably what everybody's most interested in.
Under tab 3?
Yes. And we also want you to know that we did respond to all the questions that were sent over. Those are in behind tab 2. Our plan was not to go through those questions at a time. If you have any or would like us to review them, we will be happy to.
Representative Patridge?
I was just looking for your staffing. And where your staffing ratios were and how they're broken up. I mean, what do you have doing support, development, some of those kinds of things?
Page, if you look on page 11, and we also have it on a bigger...
Page 11. Okay. I see it there.
And Mr. Chair, we also had heard that some members of the committee were interested in an organizational chart. We had not originally put that in the documents, but we handed it out, so it should be three holes punched in it. Everyone's chair. So, Mr. Chair and Representative Patridge, if we can, you want us to go through that? Okay, so do you want to continue back on, behind tab three on the budget?
Great.
I'm going to let Karen Olson, who's our business, Assistant Director for Business Services, go through that. Do you want us to go through it, answer any questions, give you a general explanation of how we funded the project and what, because we are at kind of a breaking point.
Yeah, you just go ahead and start, and then I'm sure that we'll interrupt you, and you probably will never finish, but
okay,
that'll be okay.
Okay. Want to take off?
Okay. For the record, I'm Karen Olson, Assistant Director with the Oregon Youth Authority. Just in the third page after tab three, there's a summary of the budget. I just want to start there with the total so that you can see where we've been in the current biennium and where we're going next biennium. You'll notice in 9901, we've operated with a total information technology budget of about $7.3 million. That was funded for the most part with certificates of participation. Those certificates ended or will end on June 30th, the funding from those will. And in our base budget for 2001-03, we received partial general fund backfill of the COPs. However, our base is now down to $5.5 million. We do have an information technology package in the governor's recommended budget that continues some of the positions that we currently have for our help desk, for our development and reports production, and for working among all the JGIS partners to try to bring consistency in terms of policies and consistency in terms of getting data out of the system into reports that are meaningful for folks. And in addition, we have some funding to continue consulting that we have on our project, both technical consulting, or mostly technical consulting on that. So our total governor's recommended budget with the package is $7.3 million.
Mr. Chair, do you mind if I interrupt? I want to just speak to the package that having developed the system and having it in the first stages of implementation, one of the most challenging things that we're finding is working across the 34 counties and our own agency is getting users to really understand the system and the potential of the system and to use it properly. My biggest fear is it used to be easy when we could come before legislative committees and say, well, we'd love to provide you with those data, but we don't have a system to do that. Now my biggest fear is that we have a system that can provide you with the data, but it would be inaccurate because we have users putting in lousy data. So, and working across 34 different counties and potentially 35 is really a challenge. And that's the part of it that I think we underestimated how difficult that would be.
What software are you using on the desktop? Is it Microsoft suite of products you're using? Are you participating in the licensing program with Microsoft?
Mr. Chair, we purchased off the DAF agreement.
Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't my question. There's a specific agreement, like $211.70 per year, per computer, and you get all the upgrades, all the OS for Microsoft products. There's, you have built in here, you keep on talking about the different products as you describe, in the background, just curious in terms of that's built in there for that charge.
When we purchase new PCs, we do purchase the Microsoft Suite product. $500. I'm not sure if we are on that maintenance.
And then, those are two separate things.
Yeah, I don't believe we're on that.
Okay. So I would recommend that you look to DAS to find out about that program, portion program, and look at the cost. If you start buying all these individual components for all these systems, it soon adds up to more than $200 a year per computer, and you know, $600 over the life of the computer for all the upgrades, the OS, and all the Microsoft suite is a pretty good price. And so I'd be interested in trying to understand in terms of how that is. You know, it might be that you start cycling it in on new computers that you're replacing.
Okay, if you'd like to go back to the first page, we can go through the various categories of expenditures that we've been asked for information on. And start with, obviously, our personal services is over half of the total budget. The organization chart we've shown you here has 22 positions. Those are the positions that are in current service level. And then we have a request for 6 additional positions in a policy package.
And your FTE... do you have any unfilled positions?
Yes, right
now we have 2 vacancies. Did you divert any dollars from FTE to any other purposes in this current biennium?
No.
Mr. Chair, some of the things, I don't know what your definition of diverted would be.
Other than for the identified position?
I don't believe it would qualify as that. We had some people come in on job rotations rather than hire full-time.
Okay.
And for that, we were using money that would have been, that was scheduled previously in professional services. And we actually, when you look at our budget, we spent more in personal services because we used professional services money and hired limited duration staff or temporary staff or job rotations.
So how long have the two positions been open?
One's been open in October.
So you have two open, one you have a person for, I understood, you said? You have 2 open positions, and you're asking for 6 additional positions.
That's accurate.
Okay, and so you have any plans to reuse any of the FTE positions to pay for any reclassifications in the next biennium?
No.
Okay, going on, the first category you asked about is enterprise hardware. For the most part, what we've assumed about enterprise hardware is that this is referring to large-scale computers found like in state government computer centers. And since we use DAS for the bulk of our services in that arena, what we've included here is servers that we have for email, reporting, and other enterprise-wide applications. And in 2001-03, we will have to replace some of the 36 servers that we have because they're too small, and we have funding of $174,000 for that. In enterprise software, once again, because we don't really have, we use DAS as our enterprise center, we don't have a lot of funding for software. But we do plan to purchase some other products to help support JGIS for a small amount of software. The largest category, one of the largest categories we have, is for payment to the Department of Administrative Services for the telecommunications lines that we have to our own offices and also to county offices, and for the data that we have in the database that DAS maintains. And next biennium, we anticipate our telecommunications costs will be $960,000. And what we pay for the general government data center will be about $300,000. Then we have some other software maintenance that we do on our own for approximately $108,000. So that is one of the largest categories we have, and it relates to the chart that we had up previously that showed the central database, which is maintained by the Department of Administrative Services, and then all the connections. In some cases, in terms of connections, we will own the connection or pay for the connection to that office. In other cases, we may share that with other folks in that office. So we have gone through each of those connections and tried to determine the most effective, cost-effective way of purchasing that type of communication.
Okay. What is your, do you audit your telephone bills?
Yes, we do.
And describe in terms of the procedure used to audit.
We have an individual who is in charge of ordering the telephone bills or the telephone services, and that individual goes through looking for items that either we think we haven't ordered or things that look unusual. Then she brings those issues to me, and from there I will have her go to various managers within the department who may be connected with those charges, and we try to determine what the charges are for. If we feel that those are not appropriate charges, then we work with the Department of Administrative Services. For example, sometimes we'll see charges that we aren't sure what they are as they're described on the phone bill. We will then go back to DAS and have them help us to determine what those are and whether they are appropriate for us to pay or not.
Thank you.
And, Mr. Chair, we have gone after repayment for inappropriate phone charges by staff.
Okay,
the next category is security, which relates to firewalls and servers. We have the provision of security in several ways. We maintain a firewall to protect the JAGIS reporting environment, and the JAGIS data is behind a firewall at the Department of Administrative Services. We also have Norton's antivirus software on the desktop for protection. And we have password protection in both Windows NT and the Oracle database. The desktop antivirus software that we have is relatively inexpensive, and the password protection is included in the product. Consequently, we had a minimal investment for security this biennium and don't anticipate those costs in 2001-03. One of the most important categories to us, or functions, I think, that our staff serve is in training. We have numerous users, and those users, there's a number of turnover among those users. So we have the initial training that somebody, that everyone received on JAGIS when either the OIA or a county came onto the system, but then we have continual training that we work with in providing a number of different ways to first get people the basics and then to assure that they get refreshers. And we are moving into attempting to use some either video or types of training that we could send out to offices instead of having their folks come to us or our trainers go out there. And the costs you see here are for the services and supplies that go along with training. We do have training staff within our personal services. We have supplies and materials costs, which were reduced in our base budget, and we have asked for additional supplies and material costs in our package.
Excuse me. Senator Duncan?
We have a question over here, right? I'm sure you know this, but explain the firewall.
Mr. Chair, a firewall
is a device that you put on your line. It filters out things coming in and filters things going out. So it just is a barrier for the phone as well, but it's basically a controlled filter of letting things in and out.
It protects the systems so intruders can't get in and get the services they should not be allowed to get to.
So it's a security,
code. It's hardware, software, or a combination of the two.
See, I asked Senator Duncan, he's chair of the technology committee. I say, is this a real wall? He said, let me ask.
It's hardware, but
it bothers my own children that I'm chair of that committee.
No, it didn't bother me. I thought you were expert.
Okay. Well, with that, let me interrupt you there. We will close the public hearing. We're going to just go into the work session. Related to SB 5546.
Chair, do you want a motion?
I think Representative Patridge has
a motion. Oh, he's got a motion. Go ahead.
Representative Patridge. Or do you want to?
Go ahead.
Sheila wants to.
How can you make a motion without seeing what it is for?
I didn't get this one.
Oh, I see.
I thought it was here.
Do you have any public web servers?
Yes.
And they're housed at DAS?
One of them is housed at DAS. The Youth Authority is housed at DAS to provide public information. We do have a web server that serves JAGES and JAGES membership, which we keep at the Youth Authority because we update it sometimes by the minute when the system goes up and down. So it's really our communication among the 2,000.
So you couldn't update those pages and the information for FTP? Is it remote in some other place? I'm just curious in terms of...
We haven't explored that, but you did the one that we knew would be up to the job. Because
I'm just curious, and then you punched a hole for your firewall so that people get, or is it on the back side communicating? It's not a public website.
You may log on.
I could get to it and see the status of JAGES.
But you couldn't get onto the JAGES database.
I understand that. So that needs to move to that.
One second to that. In the past, they wrote that they would update things like overnight or something.
I'm pretty confident that you could probably get FTP access to update the HTML pages, and you could, you're just doing today, except that you wouldn't have to punch a hole in your firewall. That expensive firewall, so that you did purchase it, could actually not allow a hole through it.
Did you say it's expensive?
Yes, they are expensive.
Yeah, but it works.
It's small.
Mm-hmm.
So for the price, you know, it's not very impressive.
But as long as it works.
There you go. We'll make it work better by not having a public web server behind it. Yeah. Sheila, you want to go through?
Okay. Without having heard, of course, the subcommittee's discussion, I laid my recommendations out on the line here. The Legislative Fiscal Office would recommend that you recommend approval of the governor's budget as it relates to information technology, knowing that we still have some technical adjustments to be made for reduced PERS rate for the personal services costs. But other than that, we would recommend both the current service level budget and the policy option package 301 for JAGES implementation. Then the other piece of this recommendation addresses an issue that the subcommittee has talked about before and a budget note that has been developed to encourage or to direct collaboration with the criminal justice agencies to look at how they can integrate their information. And what I've identified here is both the budget note as it would apply to this agency, and then in other budget recommendations, the subcommittee has recommended that DOS be asked to unschedule 15% of the the current service level or base IT budget. In the case of this agency, that would be $830,238 based on what they've reported as their base IT cost.
I just wanted to say for the, I mean, the people on this committee know that we've been doing this, but I just wanted to let the agency know that I, you know, I've given you great accolades, and I think you're doing a great job. The reason we're doing this is to urge those other agencies who are involved in the CJIS group to hold state police and other agencies accountable to make sure that this process gets completed for the CJIS integration package piece. And I want your, I want this agency to know that, you know, I hope that you will provide some leadership with the CJIS group to accomplish the goals that, that we're trying to get to. So.
Then I would add our traditional move your public web server to DAS budget note. So you should be able to just put it, your pages right where your other one is. Just work out FTP access. If you have problems, I'd be more than happy to work with them to assist them in how to set it up for you.
I'm sorry, I was out of the room. But. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Why are we then scheduling?
This is the CJIS, the same thing we've done with other CJIS.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Agencies.
That's our CJIS.
Okay. Your motion?
Mr. Chair, I'd move the LFO recommendation with the addition that they move their server to, their public web server to DAS.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion on the issues before us? Is there any objection?
Well, I kind of wish that there was a procedure that we had in place for these folks to get prestigious money back upon.
Well, they just have to come back. I mean, it's scheduled such that they have to return before they'll even reach that period of time spending those dollars.
No, no. My fear is that if the other participants in the prestigious system aren't cooperative, why should we punish somebody that's doing a great job?
Representative Patrick.
The idea is that if they can't come to some conclusion, that they come back and say, we can't reach a conclusion on this based upon the current group we have, then we can undo Humpty Dumpty and say we need a different policy way to accomplish this. Because obviously this group is dysfunctional. If they can't, by March 2002, come up with what we've asked them for, there's a policy issue, and I'm willing to go to bat to reschedule the money if everyone comes back. But the only way to hold everyone accountable is to... is to throw them all in the same boat and see what happens.
Put the rock in everybody's pocket.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion?
Don't like putting the rocks in pockets of friends.
Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, ordered. The other business done before? I think we're done. So without... any further business for the committee, we'll stand adjourned.